Hey everybody, it's Joseph, aka Rockstar Joe, and joining me as always.
Yo, what up, y'all? We back at it again.
Indeed.
I feel like it's been like almost a month, or like a couple of weeks.
It definitely has.
Last episode.
It definitely has. But kind of funny that I haven't released the other episode yet, so it won't seem like it by the time this drops. So, yeah. Hey, grandma, shut that shit up. So, no, that'd be fucked
bet
up.
You won't say it.
Hey, grandma, shut that shit up.
I bet you won't say it. She was going to crush your ass.
Johnson said.
Johnson said, shit, don't put me in this. Nope.
Yikes. Nope. As always, man, what's good, people? Since the last episode, you know, as always, we hope that you're doing well. Man, first of all, before we even dive into today's topics and the blur talk, you know, with the scrolls and marathon winners, I love the fact that summer, you know, was just here and fall just said, bitch, I am in this motherfucker,
exactly,
man. That shit. Oh, grandma, come on now. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. But I just love the fact that it. Grandma. Grandma. Hey, grandma! Grandma!
She can't even hear you.
Grandma!
It's like she purposely doing it right after you say grandma.
Grandma!
Nine seconds after you say grandma.
Grandma! Grandma! Yeah. I'm trying to record it here.
She wasn't talking to you.
Oh, God. I'm trying to record here. Grandma. She said she see you? Oh, she hear me?
I don't know. She in the kitchen.
Okay. Fuck. Well, all this shit has been recorded, so like I said, either this is going to be a nice blooper, or it's going to be a nice blooper.
It's going to be a blooper, man. It's going to be a funny blooper.
But as we were saying, that drop of just summer and the first official day of fall, and to wake up and just be hit with this cold, and then later this warmth, oh my God, the sunsets is about to get even more beautiful. The fucking leaves and the trees. It's just a different, it's going to be a different energy, a different smell, just a different feel. And I am just, I'm so ready to embrace fall. Any thoughts?
Fall wind is disrespectful as hell.
No, nigga.
Bro, I was winter. Not prepared for this shit. So it was hot that morning fall hit. Man, I'm glad I was in the car. No, matter of fact, I was on the bus coming home. Uh-huh. That night, my arms weren't cold. My legs, because I had on shorts, because I thought it was going to be hot all day. Man, that wind was like, oh, yeah. Just swinging past, hitting my shit. Almost knocked me the fuck over. I was like, oh, no, we not about to do this.
I think that same night, I don't know what I was doing. I may have gotten some gas or some shit, but I know just being back on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, I wasn't even pushing it or anything, but just going at a decent speed. My fucking car is being like pushed aside. I'm seeing other people get into this lane. I'm just like, damn, like what the fuck? Like, it's really confusing because as your car is being pushed, some people are speeding up, and I'm just like, eh, you're kind of going against the situation because exactly. The faster you're going, then when that fucking wind hits,
exactly,
your shit gonna be, you know, up in the air. Exactly. But Nah, just, oh my God, man. Fall is just, it's just, it's one of my favorite seasons, man. It's sweaty. I said sweaty weather. Wow. Hoodie. Sweater and hoodie weather.
It's not sweater. It's hoodie season.
Sweaters and hoodies. Fuck is you talking about? Hoodie season. Too. AKA cuddle season.
Yeah, the best fucking season.
I remember when it used to be Netflix and chill season. But I feel like we've all graduated from that.
Don't even.
Hey, ladies, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, these women, ladies, women
or ladies, sir.
Queens. They don't even want Netflix. They don't even call it Netflix and chill. They said they're going to go. I'm trying to think. Do I want to say this? Have I said anything worse than this before?
Choose wisely, sir.
Fuck it. They say somebody posted on Facebook, it's not Netflix and chill anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's called Chicken and Dickin.
What the fuck? You made it seem like you was going to be so offensive with the shit. Nah, Chicken and Dickin?
Yeah. That's what they said.
I guess we're just only speaking for black people here, because I'm about to say I don't think everybody wants some chicken, but you know, hey, to each his own.
Yeah,
I thought you was going to be way worse with that. What the fuck? How niggas going to hype it to be worse and then be like, this is the punchline? Okay, like motherfucker.
Look, I said what I said.
If I was a news channel, I would have been like, oh, okay, all right. I thought he was about to say nigger online or some shit. Like, damn, bro.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yikes.
It be your own niggas.
It be your own niggas, man. It be your own niggas. Your own niggas. But anyway, today's main show will focus on some lessons that have developed within our 20s. The title of this episode is simply, what are your 20s teaching you? Followed by that discussion, we'll dive into the blurred talk with the usual discussion of music, big and little screen, literature, gamers huddle and news. Damn, it's been a while. You know it's been a while. You gotta get be like, damn, what happened?
Couldn't even remember how to order. He said,
consistency. Hey, once again, we just did the warm up. We're progressing, okay?
Definitely, it was definitely.
And then followed by that, you know, the usual scrolls and marathon winners of the week. And then as a closing, you know, we'll leave you with some type of blessing. So without further ado, diving into this main show and main topic, what are your 20s teaching you? So just to get us, you know, started with this thing, I feel like one thing that's been like a just a current theme for my 20s is the level of expectations for success. And I feel like oftentimes the labels that we're seeing, especially being a generation or a culture that's like so, so addicted to social media and to be so addicted to these other norms based on this is what you got, so I got to do better. I just feel like that level of success is really just tainted.
Tainted is understanding. It's fucked.
Yeah. Like, it's like not even in a dating scene, but it's like even just looking at like the personal connections or like the community connections, it's just like, success is really subjective.
Definitely
like
is.
As a community, there's some things I would love to achieve. Like, obviously, I envision us, you know, basically building up a black market, you know, the Black Wall Street again. Maybe not something physically,
right?
So white people don't come in and destroy that shit, but something that's, you know, established, something that's part of generational wealth.
Right.
And I would love to see that brought back into light. But once again, I understand what climate we're in, so it's just one of many things that I envision. But just like that, a bigger sense of peace among us, where we're not the number one source of killing us, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, outside of those things, there's a lot of other things I envision, but it's just like, I don't know, man, success is really just weird nowadays. Some people expect you to have, you know, commas in your bank account, the perfect hairline, the perfect teeth,
the newest car,
the perfect body,
the newest shoes,
even sometimes how many followers you got. It's like
iPhone.
It's like, bro, I never care for material things. Don't get it twisted, though. I can spend a pretty buck on some things that I love.
Right.
But
we all do that.
But it's like, I don't know, the things I feel like I invest into has really not just been beneficial for myself, but beneficial for the people around me. Like, these are tools that better my mental health. And it could be contradicting to go this route, because we can also see from their perspective that, you know, these likes or these items, these high fashion names all mean something to them. But it's like, based on the outcome of how this shit always goes down, it kind of cancels itself. Because it's like, once again, for those who have it and got it and share it, you're seen as, you know, a showboat. For those who got it and don't show it, you know, you're seen as humble. And that's definitely okay and great to be. But it's like, if you're struggling and you see these things, you become hungry. And at times, your hungriness develops as jealousy.
Yep.
And it's just like, I don't know. If this is the definition of success, I don't care for it. I get it. When you're successful, you're going to generate those people and those thoughts that people, you know, keep to them. Well, don't keep to themselves. The dislikes, the hatred. And that's okay, because then you're going to also get the people that display the love and the support. But it's just like, once again, to sell out or to, I don't know, to just get these things to be a part of a trend, to be a part of a culture that just doesn't have a consistency of what the definition of success means. It's just fucking ugh.
Exactly.
But outside of that shit, man, what are some of the best and worst lessons your 20s have taught you?
A lesson that I've recently been taught: your friends aren't always your friends.
Ooh, and what you mean, nigga?
Not only that, your friends will feel some type of way once they get bigger and better things.
Ooh.
Once they get into relationships. Ooh. Once they not living with their parents anymore.
Ooh.
So yeah, shots are being sent out today. Like,
ooh.
Like I don't know what happened. I don't know what path he went down. I don't know if it's because I feel as though one person is controlling the other person.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, stuff that we used to do together,
mm-hmm,
we don't. And we haven't for a while. And it's like, you were my brother, and mm-hmm, now it's like your girl has your nuts in her purse.
Ooh.
Like, you don't have a pair. Like, I feel like he's lost his touch. Like, before you were in a relationship, ain't no female gonna do this. Ain't no female gonna make me do this. And that has basically said, yeah, okay. And now everything is being controlled by your girl. I'm not gonna say no names, but yeah.
Your friends ain't always your friends. I mean, we're gonna dive into that.
Like, they say you have seasonal friends and you have lifetime friends. I thought he was gonna be a lifetime friend.
True.
It has come to my attention that might not be true. And my friend that I thought was gonna be a seasonal friend,
mm-hmm,
has stood up and stepped up and is becoming my lifetime friend.
Damn. Oh. So, without naming names, it's interesting to hear that, because it's like, I don't know, on the outside looking in, and I'm happy I can always separate the two, but it's like, always looking at your friendship, y'all's friendship. Yeah, I think we can all agree, like, we thought that shit, and there's still a chance of it being a lifelong friend. I just think at times when, and this is a greater lesson about our 20s, and grandma, please don't do this to me, but love will definitely change you.
Indeed.
And it's like, love can either change you for the better or worse, just like marriage.
Definitely.
But it's like, when you're young and when you're in your 20s, and depending on your experiences that has shaped you to the person that you're in now, that shit is tough. It's a tough adjustment, because it's like, you're going through this with a male best friend or bro. I've gone through that with a woman best friend. And it's like, we've both had this conversation. It's like, if we get in a relationship, that's not going to change our relationship, our friendship. And it's like, what does that mean? That doesn't include sex. Like, that wasn't the priority, the goal.
Exactly.
You know, when people are in need and things happen, get that. You're going to be adults about that shit.
Exactly.
But it's like, as an actual friendship, being there for each other, establishing visits and calls and FaceTimes and chess matches and just all these other examples. Those are the things that you hope that doesn't change the exactly. relationship, because those are the things that have built the relationship. And it's like, when that shit is snatched away, it's just like, what the fuck, yo? Like,
right?
I want to be happy and root for you, but it's like, what happened? What happened right. to us?
Right. Like, I'm not putting his relationship or anything down. Like, I'm happy that he found somebody that he's happy with
mm-hmm.
and that makes him happy. But, like, don't just, like, don't forget about me. Like, it mm-hmm. has to take me 5 or 6 times to call you, ooh. Leave you a message, call your girl, call your roommate, and then you get in contact with me. Like, I called him 5 or 6 times, and I ended up in the hospital. Called him, still didn't get in touch with him.
Fuck.
I'm getting ready to leave. Then you called me. It was like, what you up to? Nigga, I'm getting ready to leave to go out of town. The fuck? It hurts. It hurts because that's my brother. But I mean, I don't know. I've been getting, like, my mother was like, just be done with him, because we've done damn near everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, we were up here. Now it's just like, it's going down. And then me and his girl was close. Not like close, but that was my best friend. And she was my best friend, and I was her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently I was replaced. I was replaced. The fuck? And apparently, I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. I couldn't have done anything because I haven't seen him or spoke to him
mm-hmm.
like a month. But I was supposed to have went over there, and plans had changed because they were like, they were going to come and get me.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go get something from somebody and wasn't going to be back in time. So they was like, we'll just pick you up from their house. Cool. Call you that night. Yeah, I don't think it's good that you come see both of us back to back.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, we'll see you next weekend, or we'll let you know when you can come over. And that was the first sign. Like, I get you and him not talking or whatever, not friends or no more.
Mm-hmm.
But I was supposed to be coming to see y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, does one have to do with the other? Yeah. So that was the first straw.
Man. It's
Yeah.
Friendships does that, man. Yeah, love does that.
Yeah, and I definitely wanna, like, I really wanna sit down and talk to him when it's just him
mm-hmm.
and not have his girl in his ear the whole time. Cause I feel like that's another thing. Whenever we're talking, she's right there.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm talking to him, I'm talking to both of them, or I'm talking to all three of them. And like, I don't have an issue with none of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, at some point, he's a man. Let him be on the phone and talk by himself.
Indeed.
He don't need y'all input with every conversation. Some conversations, yeah, I ask for his input and his girl's input
mm-hmm.
because she has a lot of insight on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, when I'm talking to him about certain stuff, I don't want her in the conversation. And it's like, I don't want to be that friend to be like, yeah, can you go somewhere and not be around your girl while you're talking to me?
No, it's not even wrong to even have that mindset. Because exactly. It's like, once again, that's what fucking love does. Or lust. That's another part that's not being identified. But that's what lust and love does to a person. Like, it should never, if it's authentic fucking relationships, it shouldn't take for love to, like, cause that type of shakeup.
Exactly.
Or that type of quote-unquote breakup.
Exactly.
It's like, bruh, and it's like, once again, I won't share, because that's teaches on everybody else's story to share for themselves. But it's like, niggas has done shit together. And it's like, what the fuck, yo? Like,
exactly.
What the fuck, bro? Like, nigga. Like, this is like Bad Boys. It's like, you don't imagine that shit breaking up, because it's like, you get it. Even if y'all grow quote unquote apart, And, you know, y'all have y'all different lives. There's still, like, that sense of, like, I can contact you, hit you up anytime. Because despite the distance physically, we still in contact. We're still exactly. in sync. And it's like, when that shit is not there, it's like, you begin to question shit and be like, damn, exactly. bro.
Like, his house, one, which made it bad, I had talked to him and we were supposed to meet up one day.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I'm on the bus and the train.
Mm-hmm.
I go to his house. He's not there. Nobody's at the house. So, of course, one of them has to come downstairs and let me in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, maybe he just waiting for me to call him or sleep or something. No, they were gone. They were out somewhere. I was like, so you're telling me you're telling me that I just came all the way over here and you're not even here. Yeah, we'll be home in a couple of hours. The fuck? I'm not standing out outside in the heat for 2 or 3 hours. Wait, the fuck? I'm going back home. And I think he got mad, but I'm like, you're in a car. It's a difference. You're in a car. Y'all could have came and got me when y'all was on y'all way back. But no. So, yeah. But yeah.
Ooh. Fuck yeah. That. Since we going to continue to go down this path. I think another lesson that my 20s has taught me, learn when to let go.
Whew.
And I mean that shit with friendships and love and careers. Like, ugh, man. Ugh. When you become a toxic person and you're not, you know, deep down inside, not a toxic person, but yet you begin to develop traits in a relationship due to that relationship or a relationship, you gotta acknowledge that shit in the mirror and just like step away, regardless of how bad it may feel momentarily at that moment. You definitely just gotta rip it off. The sooner the better, because what you may end up doing is wasting years, months, decades, centuries, etc. on some shit that was never intended to go somewhere. And it's like, It may be hard to do that shit in a process, but trust me, the reward that you get when doing that shit, it may not come overnight, it may not come over in a year or even two, but I guarantee you, within years later down that road of when you encounter a newer group of friends or situations, you'll have a better sense of respect for yourself, you'll have boundaries for yourself, and I don't know. You'll just have better intentions developing relationships. Anything else?
Nope.
Trying to think. Anything else on this end? My 20s has also taught me that niggas need a save, man. Fuck that.
That's an understatement.
Niggas need a save. That's
an understatement. I've been told I need to save
50 fucking million times, nigga.
Yeah, no. Granted, I did save some money, but I forget. I think once we moved, I had to get stuff for me, for my room, for the house and stuff. And I was like, fuck, I got to touch my savings. And thought I was going to spend not even half of it and end up spending all of it. Yeah, so sheesh. We definitely need to save.
Yeah, boys and girls, ladies and gents, understand that. I know we're in a fucking recession. Like, let's not joke. Let's not pretend that we're not. We're in a recession.
Definitely.
The fact that gas nearly went, what, didn't that shit surpass $5? At least.
I think
it's like $4.89, I know.
I think so.
Well, I know in Cali that shit may have been like $7 to $8.
Well, no,
per
here it's like $3. The last time I saw it, it was like $3.80-something.
Gotcha, but inflation is happening, recessions is happening. Please save, man, save. Or if you want to invest your money, invest it wisely. You know, I ain't saying do the stock markets. However, I will say get into betting. Definitely play your chances with that. Start small and then build up, and you know, watch that come about. Another thing, my 20s has taught me. It is okay to take risks.
Yeah.
Like, being accustomed to a certain way of living just to maintain the current flow with everyone else You don't have to do that. Hence why all these things that I touch, especially these type of projects, is another extension of the intermission universe. Oh my God, this is my fucking first time saying that shit. The intermission universe. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, that sounds nice.
Ooh.
That sounds nice.
The intermission universe with the planets and stuff as a tattoo.
Ooh-wee. 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 But, fuck, I just blanked out. Damn it, that was such a good statement. I just blanked out. Fuck. Fuck. It's going to come back to me at some point.
You're getting old, man. You're getting old.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
You'll soon have 5 kids, you know, once you meet that right person.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if I meet that right person, bro, I mean, what's crazy? Do I even want to say this shit out loud? I ain't going to say it. Nah. You know what? I'm not even going to. Nope. Nope. I say that shit off here.
You're going to have a house with a white picket fence, and you're going to have a rocking chair on the front porch. I thought she was about
to say a house with a white woman. I was like, nigga, No, nothing against white women.
Yeah, you definitely got to disclaim. Put that disclaimer out there.
My disclaimer, nothing against white women. Some of you all are beautiful and not a racist or a Becky or anything like that of that nature. Some of y'all are good-hearted.
Some of y'all Karens.
Ooh, well, I was going to be so fucked up, but I ain't going to go that route.
Some of y'all are Karens, and Karens are annoying as fuck.
Indeed.
Y'all do have a purpose.
But,
sometimes.
You know, for the ones that, you know, root for the black man, the root for the black community, that, you know, don't overstep their boundaries and, you know, do all that other trash shit. We appreciate you. We really do. You know, if you want to be a sugar mama or cougar for me, you know, just, anyway.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to sugar mamas and cougars.
I'm going to manifest that, bro. I'm telling you. I'm going to manifest that.
When it comes Superstar back, Saturday, so I mean, you know.
But I need Cougar Sundays.
Cougar, you know, Sundays is better. Fuck. I mean, Cougar Sunday is better than Superstar Sunday.
I was supposed to schedule a Medi and Petty. Fuck. And it's a perfect Sunday too. And it's, you know, when fall hit too, you know these women go, oh, I just see a tall little dark chocolate man.
Can you help me?
Oh my God.
How you doing, baby?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Man, this shit is crazy. But nah,
it's gonna be the first
dark skinned people are coming out. Dark skinned people are winning, man. Like, I never had a hatred or like a dislike for dark skinned people. But I have come accustomed, and yeah, I'm looking at dark skinned men and women, but more so women. Like, this is what I've been missing out on all these years, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come to the dark side, man. Come to the dark side.
I mean,
I wouldn't even mind having a wife that's like dark as me.
Or darker.
I could. I wouldn't have any offense to it. But while we're on the fucking subject of being dark skinned, and I'm just going to close this out with this, because I was going to include this in the scroll of the week. But, you know, I'm already passionate, so I'm going to speak my mind. So, this last thing, this one of the last lessons I'll share that I've learned in my 20s. Embrace who you are. Like, I really mean that. Truly embrace who you are. Become a tree, plant yourself, and fucking grow. Like, if you're quote unquote weird, or that quote unquote nerd, or that quote unquote outcaster, the person who's like, you know, unique, but yet people just always gonna hate on you, like, embrace that shit, bro.
Yep.
Like, growing up, I used to hate being dark skinned. Like, it got so bad that when my daughter was in the process of, you know, being in the womb, I had wish and hope that she would not come out dark to experience the fucking shit that I experienced. And, you know, luckily enough, she came out lighter. But it took me a long time to, like, truly love that about myself and, like, become comfortable with that.
Right.
However, shouts out to the dumbasses who be trying to make jokes about the shit, because y'all motherfuckers are corny as fuck. And some of y'all don't got the audacity to meet. Yeah, some of y'all don't even have the requirements to speak. I.e., the shit that happened this past week, and you know what? You're going to take it one step further. The shit that happened at my job this past week.
Oh, shit. Oh shit.
So I find myself to be an individual that works hard, but yet I am a person that can have a conversation with anyone.
Right.
As long as you don't come with the bullshit, we good.
Or if you come with the bullshit, just have that same energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Have that same energy, or at least be funny.
Exactly.
At least be funny. If you can make me laugh and I can laugh at myself, great. If you can just make yourself laugh or make one other person laugh, just be careful. Be careful of what that joke is being said. So, going back to this example, this past week at work, I'm proceeding to go towards my office, and there are two people sitting down in a certain lobby. And this guy, this old-ass man, proceeds to say, "Have you been outside this summer?" And I looked at him, and I looked at the other lady that was, you know, within the conversation. And I was like, did I miss a joke? Like, did I miss a joke? Like, I just, right. You know, the signal over my head. I'm like, did I miss a joke? And, you know, he eventually said, like, because damn, bro, you got blacker. I was like,
what? How?
Okay.
Wow.
I was like,
that was
okay. This little dumbass chick behind it. I looked at her ass, was like, oh, okay. You want to try that? You want to try that? You the same motherfucker that was on this nigga's dick.
Like, oh,
you,
damn.
You was the same motherfucker that was, you want to play that game?
Mm.
Yeah, all right. You better shut the fuck up. You better shut the fuck up. I'm telling you, when a joke is not good and you hype it, I don't care to be funny.
She definitely tried to hype it.
I care to get even. Like, yeah. You bet. Once again, niggas has healed and went on to bigger and better. Yeah. But be careful, okay? I get it.
She definitely tried that shit.
But you was the same motherfucker that was trying to get a nigga. Why you still got a nigga? Like, don't play those games, child. Don't play those games. Don't play those fucking games. I hate. So, let this be a lesson, man. If you're going to be funny, please be funny. If you're going to try to be funny, please be funny, okay? Exactly. If you're going to be corny as fuck, and you old as fuck, sometimes the best advice is to just shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Keep your mask on. You know, because goddamn, you know, your girl all fucked up and shit. But keep your mask on and, you know, we're going to have a nice, peaceful day. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on to the blur talk, ladies and gentlemen. Damn. It's just like the old days. Already at 32 fucking minutes. Goddamn. All right, folks. Diving into the blur talk on music.
That blur talk.
That crack cocaine.
It's one hell of a drug.
Okay, I should fucking watch the Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show.
Oh, Moon Knight. I got a feeling I want to fucking watch something. Something that got action in it. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Fucking John Wick, man. I can't
wait. There's a set. The fall is the weather for me to watch John Wick, yeah.
Fall is the weather, yeah. It's either that, Black Panther.
Black Panther comes out just under 2 months, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Just under 2 months. Get y'all fucking tissues so ready, cause
December.
Niggas gonna be crying.
What? No, that's November.
Yes, damn. I said under 2 months.
I'm thinking we're already in October.
Yeah, if he was in October, I'll say just about a month and a week or so. So yeah, but
excuse me.
However, in the world of music, I know it's been a while since we've reported this. I've discovered two albums personally that have definitely shook up my playlist this past year. These two are both artists that are on the label Dreamville. One being Ari Lennox with Age, Sex, and Location.
Ooh.
If you have yet to listen to that project, here's a snippet.
So what you did last night. Just us two. See you hanging in New York. Doing your appearances. Wanted me to pull up.
folks. That was Ari Lennox with Age, Sex, and Location. Up next, a surprising release on this end for me. Jid with The Forever Story. Honestly, before I even get into it, I'll just say, you know, if you haven't listened to it, here's a snippet.
Push the fucking pack off of the porch or break a pound down. Get the scrap if it happen to blow, it makes a round sounds. Pussycat on my lap, push it back and go to town down. Putting rap on my back and I'm black and snatching crowns. I done came back around like a nigga selling crack and pounds. I got a bag now, but it's nothing to brag about. Gun blast in the background, I'm a black man with the bloodhounds. Mac 10 making love sounds to a bad chick. She from uptown or from down south, not a loudmouth. We could fuck around. Hit the music, baby, cut it down. Hit a doobie while you do me indubitably. I feel like I'm a bus now. I feel like a bus down. When I shine bright, blind niggas is up now. Father Tom, fuck Mother Earth, had an Uncle Tom. Now them crackers snatching black cats by their tongue. For the cheese, rats creeping on your TV screen, selling you dreams. Granny buying holy waters off of Joel Osteen, rubbing it in my brother's head, say a prayer on her knees. I used to be jealous of Jared and portrayal like him, even for Roy. Had the new J's and new jeans on, it's what I wanted at the time as a preteen. Pretend I'm a star, pretty model in a G-string, sitting on top the car with a bottle that she drinking, leaving from out the bar. Scheme on a dollar, thinking if anybody is talking, put some green on his head, he better be market smart. But we never had a thing, so this all was in my thoughts because I ain't so many this for my brother, my hitter, my slugger, my nigga, my jigger, my killer, my doubt. This for the women and women, my niggas. Most of them really be realer than y'all. When I was little, remember we literally can't forget all the shit that we saw. Jaja hit a nigga right in the jaw. We ain't jumping, we just letting them brawl. Every summer it was somebody dead and somebody scared, so nobody saw. Buddy in jail and somebody called. Collecting a bill or somebody boss. Laid off, long stay in the bed. Hell nah, what the fuck you undid? All that stress and taking care of the kids.
Give us something that can take off the edge.
From the minute I got in trouble, got a whipping for nothing or something my brother did. I never snitch, I never done no sucker shit, cause he'll hush for me if it was him. He'll bust for me if it was him. So you know it's all toast, yeah. When he come to my brother Neil, our whirlwind spin your back again. I spin a block for my brother Neil. I did a lot for my brother.
Alright folks, that was Jid with The Forever Story. Now, what I was gonna say about this album is this may be my favorite project to date for this artist. I think the growth, the fact that he sings and embraces his voice as an artist, as a musician, the influence of jazz and just the influence of just these classic songs from back in the day. Shouts out to the producers. Shouts out to Jid. Like, shouts out to everybody that had a helping hand in that project. Like, even for Ari Lennox, the growth in her voice, there's a sweet spot that she sings in that just puts me in a fucking trance, bro.
She has the voice to match her body. Like, bro,
she's like a delicate flower that I would never want to fucking hurt. Like, it's just like, I just want to be like, oh, like it's one of those. Like, if she was, no, I'm not gonna.
Like, isn't she like around my age or your age?
She's probably a year younger or older than me. I know.
So that'd like be the crazy 26, shit. 26, 27.
Older. So 28, 29.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. But I mean, like, her transformation from when she was like, to me, the first glimpse I got of Ari Lennox was J. Cole's For Your Eyes Only album. Because she has some couple features where she was singing the hooks, and Change was one of those songs where I was just like, damn, like, ooh, like, who's this young lady that's coming in? Right. And when I seen the video, I was like, that's Ari Lennox? Like, all right. She didn't look what she looked like today. And by all means, she has still looked beautiful. Right. Similar to SZA.
Oh,
SZA back in the day versus SZA. I said SZA. SZA back in the day versus SZA present day. Ooh, still beautiful woman, but yeah, that could be a whole episode. But anyway, going back, who was I talking about?
Ari Lennox.
Ari Lennox. Yes, going back to her, just that, just seeing her grow from then to Shea Butter to the mixtapes and back to this album.
I love that album.
Dude, she's phenomenal. Like, she's definitely a queen in R&B. This whole the prince, the king, the queen, the of no, she's a queen in R&B, and I think with time, honest to God, truth, if she ever develops a persona like Beyonce, with time, she has the power to be like a global superstar.
Exactly.
Like I'm telling you, that voice she has, her singing voice, and then the way she conduct herself in these interviews, and just, bro, there's some greater potential there that just, it's gonna blossom over these years.
Yeah, she might have the power to surpass Queen B and all of them.
I'm not even a
time.
I'm not even a high fan, but that's a high bar.
It is a high bar.
That's a high bar.
It is a high bar. I mean, and for people, and if she sets a bar that high, you know she has the talent to be able to hit that bar and exceed that bar.
I want to see her do not a jazz album. Speaking of music and like possibilities, I want to see Ari Lennox team up with like
Erykah Badu.
Damn, why the fuck you reading my mind, sir? Why the fuck you reading my mind, sir?
Yeah,
but I also need some men on the project, so I need some soulful shit, and it's a possibility it can happen.
So are you talking about Ari Lennox, Badu?
Hold on, and I only say this due to his recent album that I just mentioned. But give me Ari Lennox, Erykah Badu, Jid, and surprising guess, but under a different alias, Kendrick Lamar. Let that album be a jazz-eccentric album or jazz-influence album mixed with some trap.
That will be...
Okay.
A mean album.
I'm telling you, man. I need to get back on that.
Man, if they did that, I would spend money. I need to get that album.
I need to get back on my producer shit, man. I've been bullshitting for like the past year. Like, I'm telling you, man. These ideas can be plans, and these plans can be accomplished. Just gotta fucking put the work in, yo. Moving forward from there on a big and little screen. Only two shows I have to mention that are actually new. She-Hulk, and trust me, we will definitely have an episode tailored and focused on that show, or at least the idea of a She-Hulk in this universe. And then another show that I fell in love with the very first episode, you need to watch. No shit. Cyberpunk Edge Runner. So, have you ever seen me play or seen me reference Cyberpunk? Mm-hmm. 2077.
Yep.
So there's a show. Dude, the very first fucking episode opens up with a cyber psycho. A cyber psycho is a person who just goes ballistic. But they have the capabilities somewhat of like a god, because they got these mechanics, these enhancements. When I say,
so like an android person type, but so it's like an android person with God of War type.
Even
in a sense,
even more cruddier than God of War.
So android type with what the fuck is his name?
Give me Thanos.
That's who I was thinking. I couldn't think of his
fucking
name.
Thanos.
Okay, like, so like an android cop and Thanos. Oh, that's
bro.
That's bro. That's power.
When we're done, remind me to just show you that shit. Fucking amazing. Okay, those are two shows I recommend. Keep in mind with Cyberpunk Edge Runner, it does have the anime aesthetics. You could watch it with subtitles. However, they did record it in multiple languages. So for my English people, obviously, you know, we got ours. For those that like Japan.
Have dub and sub.
Yep.
Okay.
So
that should be good.
Dude, it do you remember that show Invincible?
Yes. I think I watched like the first.
And he went crazy at the end and just, yeah. Times 10. And I have yet to even finish fucking episode 2. But episode 1 just had me like, because there's some shit I'm not even talking about. Because there's some fucked up sad shit that happens in the very first episode 2.
Damn.
I'm just going to say significant people are lost. And it's very fucked up the way that it happens, but hey, it's worthy of watching.
You know a show I want them, I can't wait till they make another season?
Mm-hmm.
Euphoria.
I can live without. I can wait. I can wait.
I can't, like, I can wait. The last wait. The last season two, and the last I want to say four episodes, I was like, this is about to be the end? Like, what the fuck? No, I just got into this shit.
Jules is the girl.
The best friend. The white girl.
What's the main character name again?
Rue.
Rue keeps breaking my fucking heart, bro. She gives me anxiety attacks. I'm good. I can wait another 5 years to see that shit. Like, don't rush that.
She makes me paranoid as fuck. Like, one minute she's sober, the next minute.
And I'm rooting for her. And she just breaks my fucking heart. I'm just like, why, yo, why? Like that Tyra Banks meme. Like, we were all rooting for you.
Exactly.
We were rooting for you.
Exactly.
And this is what the fuck you do.
Exactly.
And fuck Jules, man. She just is evil. Fuck. I know she's trying to be innocent now, but
she's
not
evil. Well, when she first came on, she wasn't evil.
When she left Rue. When she left her. That spiraled her out of control.
Well, Jules said she wanted to get away. And she probably needed to get away. And she told Rue that she could come with her. She just chose not to. We're talking about Zendaya's pretty self. Her eyes. I think Zendaya has them same hazel eyes that I'm attracted to.
Hazel?
Yes, hazel.
Zendaya don't got no fucking hazel eyes, sir. Her eyes are brown. What the hell?
Probably like certain scenes. Her eyes, like, it's for me. For me. Okay. It's not for you, sir. Okay. It's for me.
Okay, you talking about my girl though, but okay.
You say what? You say what? I can hear you. Speak up, sir. Speak up.
I said nothing, sir. I said nothing, sir.
We know your hoe on.
First of all, watch your mouth.
Like I said.
Watch your mouth,
like
sir.
Like I said.
Watch your mouth.
We know your hoe.
Don't make me bring Dom. Don't make me bring Dom in here.
All right,
don't disrespect my lady. Don't disrespect one of my ladies, okay?
I'm sorry. You're a woman.
Don't disrespect one of my ladies, okay?
I make no promises.
I'll get Dom up in this motherfucker ASAP. Her and the children.
See,
okay.
Now I'm gonna have to put these paws on you. Cause.
All right. Before I move on to literature, anything to report for you with music or Big and Little Screen?
Music. I've been listening to Biggie Smalls, The Notorious.
Oh, Drew.
What is it? I just had it on my phone. I was just looking at the name of it.
Notorious Life.
No, The Greatest Hits.
Oh.
Ooh. So it's the album with Juicy, The 10 Crack. Ten Commandments. Yeah, so that album has been on repeat. Who else album has been on repeat?
Might as well throw some Nas up in that motherfucker.
Tank. I've been listening to a lot of Tank lately. And rest in peace to PNB Rock. I've been listening to his music.
Yeah. Man, do I want to? You know what? We may discuss that in the news because I didn't have any intentions of discussing that. But we're gonna talk about that. You're gonna talk about that.
Big and Little Screens. I don't have anything new. Mm-hmm. Well, no, the only one that I don't want to watch it yet because I'm not like I have to rewatch certain episodes to get up to code. SVU,
mm-hmm.
Organized Crime, and the regular Law and Order.
Gotcha, because they merging together, right?
Yes. Like, it's three separate episodes, but people from all three of them are in all three episodes, and it's 3 hours long. Man, when I saw the trailer for that shit, uh-huh. I was like, yo, it's going to have all of them in there?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I mm-hmm. definitely got to see that. So, yeah, it's definitely three shows that I have to get up to date with. Law and Order, I'm right in like, I think I'm like two seasons behind.
Gotcha.
Law and Order SVU, I'm two seasons behind. Law and Order, I think I may have started and watched one or two episodes.
Gotcha.
But that's the first season. So, yeah. And Organized Crime, I'm up to date with that. So, that's the only one that I could watch that episode and be like, okay, cool. But I couldn't watch the other two episodes. But other than that, don't have anything new.
Gotcha.
Oh, yes, I do. Dahmer. Dahmer. Netflix. I will be starting that tonight.
Gotcha.
I've been seeing different posts on Facebook and Instagram. Watch this. TikTok is making posts about it. So I guess it's pretty good.
Gotcha. I forgot to mention Cyberpunk Edge Runner is on Netflix. It's on Netflix, so yes, definitely enjoy. All right, moving on to literature. Ain't gonna be here for too long. Books I've read while stepping away or collected. So I recently finished Prior Convictions. It's the autobiography of Richard Pryor, who is one of the greatest comedians of all time. I did not know the trauma and history that he went through as a child, as a teen, as a grown-ass man, and, you know, as a old-ass man. Like, bro, this man, and I ain't gonna reveal everything because you all can go out there and support the book. Keep in mind, I got the audiobook version. But even at a young age, this man was raped. Like, a grown-ass man pulled down his pants and stuck his shit in his mouth.
Wow.
This man ran, and this shit happened in a church.
See?
This shit happened in a church.
Was it a Catholic church? Was it a Catholic church?
I don't know.
If it was a Catholic church, you can't be surprised. All of these.
I need to get that bleep button. I need to get that. Matter of fact, I'm trying to incorporate that. Note to self.
Need that button.
Note to self.
Because if it was a Catholic church, you can't really. The Pope, the fucking.
We're not gonna go.
We're bishop, not gonna, we're not the gonna, Archbishop, all this. Shit, man.
We're not gonna highlight that. That community at this moment.
We don't gotta
as easy as it is to highlight their
exactly
injustices, but we're yeah. Anyway, we're gonna go high. Okay, at least on this one. Yeah, at least on that one. Fuck. What was I trying to go with this shit?
Richard Pryor.
There we go. Richard Pryor. But yeah, that happened in a church. And, you know, he ran out, told his family. And it's kind of crazy. Instead of the men in his life going to whoop this guy's ass or harm him or kill him, they develop a plan to try to blackmail him. And it's like, what the fuck? And they kind of, they got Richard to play into this shit too. Get on the phone, make his voice sound a certain type of way, lead him on. It's just like, this is a little-ass kid you're telling. Like, instead of, and maybe whooping the guys, the suspect's ass is not the right results, but it's like, some type of action has to be
exactly
established. Like, not exactly jail time. Like, a nigga need to get shot or stabbed or exactly his balls cut off or something, bro. Like, a tooth pulled out. Something. And it's just like, the fact that they took that route, yikes. He speaks about, you know, the woman experience, not the woman experience, yikes. The woman influence, just how he came about into sex and how he basically was brought up in a fucking brothel.
Damn.
Lost his virginity to one of the workers within that place.
Wow.
Forced. And he lost that shit like at a young, like just, yeah. And wow. It's just his tendencies as a grown man. And how, you know, coke became a thing, celebrity, sobriety, just all these things just factor into his material. Like, I understand why he has that label as being the greatest, but it's just like, damn, bro. Like
a lot of his stuff comes from pain.
Exactly. Like, this man had like 6 or 7 marriages.
Damn.
There's a couple stories of him, you know, choking his wife out.
Damn.
Like, it's like he got hit in the head with a frying pan on a couple instances.
What?
Like, this shit is a jaw-dropping book. Like, the language that is even written in, I was like, I needed this. Like, once again, that's a book I would recommend. If you want to know about your comedians, especially if you're a comedian and you're looking for, like, influences, like, those are some people. Those are some of the books and stories you need to look into. After finishing that book, I managed to pick up Bernie Max. Maybe You Never Cry Again. Oh my God, I can speak English. Bernie Max, Maybe You Never Cry Again. And this is another autobiography. And Bernie Mac himself is narrating the book.
Wow.
So far, so good. So far, it just touches on the experiences that he had as a young boy. You know, obviously dealing with the absence of his father, seeing his mother die of cancer, and just, I mean, to even get it, I ain't gonna share anything else about it, but to just get into that part, like,
so I remember, like, this not to cut you off, but kind of like the stigma they give a lot of black men.
Nah, that shit. It's not even stigma. Like, I don't know, bro. There's some statistics out there. It's like, I don't know. We gotta check in about our fucking health, especially as you get closer to 30. Because yeah. I remember somebody, some type of singer, literally got sought out for like some type of cancer at the age of like 30 or 33. It's like,
I think I know who you're talking about.
I think it was Wizkid or some shit.
Yeah.
Somebody of that nature.
It's a couple, like, and that's a thing that, like, mental health was a big thing and still is a big thing. And then it's like men's physical health needs to be something that needs to be blasted on everything, like they did with mental health, not to try to knock off mental health and say, okay, we got mental health done. Let's just put that. No, that is still a problem because a lot of people still struggling with mental health and they're not getting the help they need, and people go through it by themselves or they go through it with friends. But it's like you telling your friends something and then it gets on your friend's back, and then your friend is going through something and they worrying about what they're going through and you, and it's just a whole lot. And men, a lot of men don't go to the hospital, don't go to the doctors, and you end up in the hospital and you're like, you find out you got 20 different problems that you never knew you had. And then 20, 30 years later, you dead.
Indeed. Like, it's kind of ties back into the actual main topic of the show. I forgot to even mention this, but take care of your health. Like, when you're young, especially during that, the teens and the 20s, it's not too late to get your body in shape. And even when you're in your 30s, it's never too late. You just got to pace yourself, have a plan, and stick to it. But especially black men, we definitely got to just check in more. Like, have those conversations. Just like how women, sadly to make this comparison, but just like how women have to, you know, have these conversations about their reproductive systems and just their freaking rights, their natural born right as women. As men, we gotta really pay attention to that conversation to ourselves. Like, we gotta understand, like, what habits in our 20s and, you know, what habits in our 20s do we need to establish to generate a longevity? Yeah, that's that. But Bernie Mac's book, so far so good. Some great stuff, some great content. I need to finish that. Plan on doing that between now and tomorrow. But moving on.
Hold up, I got one book.
Oh, go ahead.
My book, this newest book that I've been reading that I've been looking for fucking years. Now, granted, my psychiatrist, my mother, and my aunt does not think I should be reading it because of my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why. It's called The Stories or Speaking to a Serial Killer. The Story of Ted Bundy.
Ooh.
His childhood and upcoming. I'm on the second chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's a pretty good book. Pretty good. I now see, I can understand, like, a small percentage of why he did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Because his childhood was terrible. Like, growing up, it was good until he got into, like, high school and middle school.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I can understand why he did what he did. Still wrong, but I can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good book. It definitely makes you think about certain stuff.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, I don't know why, but, like, books on serial killers and, like, anyone that they speak about, like, on Criminal Minds, like, different FBI's serial killers or whatever. I want to read books on them.
There's some solid documentaries on that. I can't say the actual names just yet, but I'll definitely reference A&E as the producers of that content. Yeah. Moving on to the Gamers Huddle. Nothing really major to report. Newest pickup for myself and my child, who has yet to beat me in it because I haven't allowed her to face me yet because she was talking a lot of shit on NBA 2K22. But NBA 2K23 is definitely pretty solid. My career is still buzzing. So far, so good. No complaints. She has her copy. I have my copy. starting next month, we'll definitely get back into the habit of playing each other. She got me fucked up this time around. I'm a dunk on her. I'm busting fucking threes from any and every fucking where. She got me fucked up. Like, yeah, I think I'm joking. My daughter got skills, bro. Like, she got skills in 2K. It's not funny. Like, it's, I've got my ass kicked before by her, okay? Shit, I have to admit that a couple times. But yeah, you're not going to spend too much time highlighting that because my ego is intact anyway before niggas start hopping on to talk about that shit. Fuck you.
I wasn't talking about 2K. I was talking about PGA.
You know, you can the get, shit you, that you never stepped you, up you about, sir. You never stepped up about that.
You can catch that work anytime, anytime, any places. Let me know. You can catch that work, sir.
Nigga, don't.
Anytime.
Set up the match and let me know. Okay?
Say less.
Okay. I'm chilling. I don't got to work tomorrow anyway.
Oh.
Stay to your word. Oh. Speaking of that, since we mentioned in PGA. PGA, next month, 2K23 is coming out. Coming out. Apparently, Michael Jordan may be a feature in that game, too.
What?
Yes, Michael Jordan did do golf, and he still does golf to this day. However, I'm not worrying about that. The main person I'm worrying about, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
And my man, Schoolboy Q, may have a feature up in there, too. Or at least a soundtrack, so salute. Moving on from there, I still need to do my research, but I'm definitely interested in picking up Gotham Knights, which is another, well, which is the continuation of the Batman Arkham series. This time around, Batman is not alive. He's dead. And those prodigies and people that he has come in contact with and tried to train throughout the years are now leading, you know, the force of that. So you got Batgirl, Robin, Red Hood, and Nightwing.
Wow.
And apparently Gotham City is just, this is the biggest map of Gotham City to date. You're going to have some of your classic villains make an appearance, Mr. Freeze, Penguin. Apparently they haven't mentioned or showed Joker yet, which is good. Which is good, because I want to be surprised. We obviously know he is a go-to, and we all, I don't say this for myself, love Joker.
We all sometimes love the Joker. Surprise the Joker, man, the Joker is one of the hands down best supervillains out there.
Indeed. It depends on the mindset that he has on that certain day.
Exactly.
But that is my guy. That is my guy. Yeah, still got to do some more research with that. However, I think that does come out in the first 2 weeks of October. So I got a little bit of time to see whether or not I'm going to pick that up. If you are out there, have your connections or even have some opinions about that, feel free to, you know, shoot that over here. Like I said, I need to do research on it. Another project that I'm interested in picking up that just recently came out is titled Sessions. It is a skateboard simulation. Similar, and before I even say similar, this is the second skating simulation game we've got on next-gen consoles. I think there's a chance that this may be a better upgrade from Skater XL. However, if you're a person who has grown up on the skate community, we all know that we're anxiously waiting the release of that. However, if we were to get more authentic skateboarding games between now and then, I have no problem supporting that. So, once again, if you have some research, some tips, some suggestions about that game as well, feel free to just share that and reach out. All right, on news, damn, bro, we're at a fucking hour. This is going to be a very interesting editing process. I kind of miss those days because I still got to edit the other episode too.
Damn.
So, it's going to be a nice day. I may have, it'll be a nice day. Yeah. With the news, man, do I really want to talk about this PNB Rock situation?
Just do it briefly, because that was like,
I just
think it's nothing new.
There you go. There you go. It's nothing new. Cali ain't nothing to fuck with, bro. Like, it ain't nothing to fuck with. Like, it just doesn't seem like the place you need to be caught, quote unquote, slacking. Fake gang banging, like you really gotta have intentions. And I think what's cool, some of my favorite artists, I don't see reports of them being, you know, robbed, attempted robbed, setups and shit like that. Because there's a certain respect and there's a certain way that people move.
Exactly.
I just feel like it's a fucked up situation for the people that's blaming the young lady that was with them about dropping their location. I hear your side of the story. I feel like either way, whether or not she did that, I feel like what was going to happen was going to happen.
Exactly.
You just got to be careful. Like, for y'all motherfucking rappers that, and I hate when people say this, being a rapper is the most dangerous occupation.
No, it's
First of all, no, calm down. First of all, you are in control of what the fuck you rap about.
Exactly.
What you put out and et cetera. Hopefully you have the option and control of that. If not, go back and renegotiate. But for those who have that control, what you put out there is kind of what you're kind of expecting to happen.
Exactly.
If you're a drill rapper, don't expect no sympathy, bro.
Exactly.
Don't. Motherfucker, you talk about dancing on somebody's grave, smoking their ashes, smoking their quote-unquote dead pack. Bro, you don't expect retaliation? Like, Lord Durk is a prime example of a person who amazes me. I'm not a huge, huge fan. However, there's some verses that he got.
Man.
There's some verses he got. I'm just like, damn, bro.
That's an understatement.
But it's like, he continuously raps about the ops. And it's like, bro, the ops have gotten at you, bro. Like,
exactly.
You literally, there's a song he was listening to in the car. He was like, my brother. He lost two of his brothers due to fucking with the ops. Bro, you not tired of that shit? Like, I get it. If it sells music and you win in the battle.
Do you?
Somewhat, you know? I'd rather win a war than win a battle.
Exactly.
But it's like, you don't got nothing else to rap about, bro. Like, do some other positive shit, bro. Like,
he doesn't care. He's one of them rappers that talks shit about his city and talks shit about the people that he with, but then go use them for videos and talk shit about other rappers and then try to get on a song or get on something with them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, the fuck, you make up your mind.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one like that, but mm-hmm. he's the only one that you really hear about, like,
that's still alive for real. Because for the motherfuckers that really be talking about their ops, like really, really be talking about their ops, motherfuckers that already got. Like,
exactly.
And if we talk about Chicago in particular, like the FBG Duck situation.
The fuck is FBD, FBG?
I may be saying it wrong, but I'll just say, y'all know what I'm talking about, people. He was a person who was, you know, known in Chicago as one of the pioneers, I believe, one of the pioneers of drill. And he got caught, you know, slacking. He got caught. And he got caught in an area where you think crime doesn't normally happen. Like, truly, when we say in a white area, shopping, wealth, and all that.
Exactly.
It's like, bro, you kept spitting on the people's grave. You kept playing with their names. He dropped a disrespectful diss. And niggas was like, this what you doing? Okay. Exactly. Like, even example, what's that kid? The song, Making My Way Downtown, and then it breaks into a whole trap song.
I can't think of the artist, but I know who you're talking. I've heard of that song.
Ace got him or some shit. I don't know. Niggas based out in Florida.
Oh, God.
Bro, both sides have lost people. But one side, I remember, I think the person who's a part of that song, he was in a car. He was the only survivor that survived in the, what is it, drive-by, I guess? Because people pulled up at a stoplight.
Yeah, drive-by.
Pulled up at a stoplight, let loose.
Like how they did Biggie.
Yes.
How they did Biggie and Pac, actually.
Yes. And he was the only person to survive. He lost his mans, his brother, everything. It's like,
he's still alive?
Yes, he's the only person that survived that shit.
That was a setup. It had to have been a setup.
They were watching him. Because they, once again, locations were posted.
Exactly. Yeah.
People knew.
That was a setup.
And they got trailed.
Definitely had to have been a setup. Because if you're the only one that gets killed, and you're in a car with all... And
no, that
all,
was... No, he didn't set up his people.
The only one that got that still alive.
Yeah, he was blessed. He was blessed. Once again. And the people... Man, if you want to know about that shit, go to YouTube and just put in the names and they'll explain the history. I'm not one of those people that reported that shit. But yes, anyway, that's that, man. That is that, yo. RIP to PNB Rock. Sending, you know, healing energy to the family and community of those that's been affected by that death.
Definitely.
Moving on to the Scrolls Marathon winners of the week. I'm going to go first because I feel like your shit is more brutal. My scroll of the week goes to the individuals. They got smart in a certain environment. Actually, never mind. I ain't gonna go that route. I don't feel like having to delete this later. So
what?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, yeah. Man.
Because I'll explain it off air. Matter of fact, I'll just say it and then I don't have to worry about. I'll just say it now and then cut it out, and then you'll just be the person who has to scroll.
My scroll. I don't know if I want to put his name out there. Like, he doesn't listen to the podcast.
I wouldn't put a name. I on just in that punch down. I wouldn't put a name. I feel like if those people have followed the show, maybe they'll know. Maybe they'll know.
I'm gonna just say Big Bro, and it's not Rockstar Joe, because I have previously said that Rockstar Joe is my big bro. So if you guys are thinking, oh, what happened between you and Rockstar Joe? It's not Rockstar Joe. Me and Rockstar Joe has been friends. We're still friends, and this guy is a lifelong friend. He's not a seasonal friend. Like, this guy has been there. This guy has been there for me when he could have been somewhere else with someone else doing something else. And I respect Indeed. That. I love it from him. And yeah.
Hold on. And obviously, people, I have to be the asshole who says this. You think if a nigga was beefing that, you know, niggas would be recording right now? Especially on a long-ass episode like this?
Exactly. 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 But, yeah. I'm going to just say Big Bro. He is the scroll, because our friendship is just going downhill. And it might just be one of them friendships where I just need to let go. And not hold on to it no more.
We shall see, though. I think if you pray about it, set intentions about it, the answers will reveal itself. But if you have already put those actions in, maybe the proof is already in the pudding.
My intentions at this point is to sit down and have like a man-to-man conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's possible. If it goes the way that I hope it goes,
mm-hmm.
then cool. But if it goes left and people start getting loud, I don't want it to get down to he starts sending shots at me. Because then if you start sending shots at me, I know so much about you that I can use to hurt you. And I don't want to do that because I know what to do and what to say to hurt you. Like, if I really wanted to hurt his feelings,
mm-hmm.
all I got to say is a certain stuff mm-hmm. about certain people, certain incidents, certain places.
Indeed.
Like, I don't want to be that petty friend. But if it comes down to it, I will be that petty motherfucker that you know me to be. You've known me for, I want to say, 8 years now.
Indeed.
So you know I can be that petty. But I don't want to do that.
They know the potential. Well, nah, motherfuckers may underestimate the potential, so.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's nothing different. I'm just maturing and not going to that route first. Before, it already been, we not friends no more because I said something that shouldn't have been revealed.
Indeed. But that's growth, man. That's growth.
Definitely is.
Man, I just love it. I love when one day somebody's going to be like just making clips of the growth that has been shared on this podcast. Shouts out to whoever does that in the future. Just know you appreciate it, and you will get a little small little check. Just
definitely
reach out. But yeah, man, the growth is there, man. The growth is there.
Definitely is.
Moving on to the marathon winner. Yes. You can go first with that.
My marathon winner, man, is my this. Boo, Dominique. I'm not even gonna say her name. I'm just gonna say this chocolate, sexy, beautiful. Beautiful young lady that I just started talking to. We're not on the dating type. I'm calling her bae and all that.
This nigga's blushing again.
Right now we're just friends. And it's like
niggas.
Right now we're just friends. We're just talking as friends.
Yeah, I should see how hot this man's cheeks are right now.
What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
This man is blushing.
Okay, like I was saying, because you know you got a head at one motherfucker that got to be an asshole. But it's like when we first talked,
mm-hmm.
it was like the energy was there. Like I've known her, the energy was like I've known her for years, and she said the same thing. Like we like a lot of the same stuff, we dislike a lot of the same stuff. So it's like. I was like, maybe I don't know, but yeah, I'm happy.
I'm happy to hear that.
And like, I haven't been this happy in a long time.
Ain't been that motherfucking long, nigga.
It's been what, a year or two?
There you go. I'm about to say, don't make it seem like it's been 5 years, nigga. No, you was just singing your heart out.
Oh my God. We need to talk about this. And oh my God, I wish I never made that poem. And I wish I never said that you wouldn't do it and you posted that shit.
Oh man.
That should be that. That part should just be edited out of that episode. If
you ever want to hear how in love this man was, just go back and do your research, people.
Because I was in love, but yeah, that.
Hey, we're not making fun of it. We just highlighting how beautiful that was.
Yeah, but yeah, she is my marathon winner.
Let's go! Shouts out to shouts out to your.
See, I'm trying to not talk about your.
I don't have a girl, sir.
I'm not talking about your girl. I'm talking about your What's a nice way of saying? Now you know what? I ain't even gonna send no shots.
Be careful of the timing, sir. Be careful of the timing. My marathon winner this week. Yeah, you know what? I don't have a marathon winner this week, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since you haven't had a marathon winner or a scroll together. Like you,
damn.
It's been a couple of episodes where you've had one and haven't had the other.
Damn.
But it's been a minute since you haven't had both.
Ladies and gentlemen, like, we're getting back into the swing of things. Consistency is building. God damn.
Yeah.
With that being said, you know what? You can take us out with a blessing and closing.
Peace.